Hello, this is Sid and Millie Chats. I'm Sid,
I'm Millie.
and we invite you to be a fly on our wall. Today we watched the Manchester United versus Victoria Plzeň game in the Europa League. Manchester United won 2-1, so another win in the books under Ruben Amorim. What are your initial thoughts on the game? Do you want to kind of break it down half by half? Do you want to
Honestly, it's funny you say that because it really was a game of two halves, to be perfectly honest. I guess just generally, United in the first half had a lot of the ball, but we just weren't very dangerous. We didn't really create a ton of opportunities. The ones that we did have were relatively subtle, but I mean, we had a good amount of the ball, had possession. You could kind of see what we were going for, kind of per normal. But it just seemed in the first half like we didn't really have like our foot on the pedal for the most part. It was kind of like a slower half. It might have been due to some of the changes that we made from the weekend, but yeah, it just seemed in the first half like we were a little bit methodical. So you could kind of tell that the lads had traveled like a far distance midweek. So yeah, that was kind of the first half from like a broad overview. There really wasn't a ton that happened. I think the only shot that we had was I think Bruno had a shot from outside the 18, which did require a save. But apart from that, yeah, it was a pretty quiet half, a lot of possession, but yeah.
Did Rashford's tried to cross the ball and the defender almost hit an own goal? Was that the first half?
That was the first half,
Okay.
yeah. Another little half chance.
Lots of those, lots of half
Yeah.
chances.
Facts. But some of the changes that we did make, or I guess rather that Ruben made, that were pretty notable would be like this was one of the first times that we actually saw two traditional like wing backs playing this system. So typically we've been seeing Ahmad play as like that right wing back. So he's had a lot of like defensive responsibilities. But today was the first day we saw actually Dalot and then Malacia play on the right and left side respectively. So that allowed Ahmad to kind of have that higher position. And yeah, in the second half, he exploded, went crazy
Of
per
course.
normal. Ahmad is a truly special talent that United has. So really, really glad to have him and really excited to see when he extends his contract here in the next couple of
Yes.
months. But yeah, he was fantastic. And I think I had mentioned this maybe way back, but yeah, him not having as many of those defensive responsibilities really allows him to focus his energy and,
Yeah, absolutely. Although he is a fantastic defender, he had some moments today that was like
Yeah,
hats
that's
off
facts.
to him.
Facts. Yeah, that's so true. So I guess the next thing to talk about would be
Second half. Should we start with the elephant in the room? Onana, the pass. What was going on?
I don't know what was going on. It's one of those moments. I mean, you understand the idea we're trying to play out. We want to build our possession, but 100%, like you said, it is the elephant in the room. Like for me, when you're facing the entire field, it's a little bit harder to justify errors like that because he can see that defender, right next to his center back. So I think again, it's just kind of balancing the risk versus reward. And I think for Onana too, it will be one of those tough lessons. Thankfully, his teammates bailed him out today. But it's one of those tough lessons where sometimes it's going to be okay to just ping the ball down the field. It's okay to give them a throw in. Perfectly fine if you
Clear
pick
the ball. Get it
100%.
out of the danger zone,
Yeah.
please.
Yeah, clear
The
it, put your hand
stress.
up. Yeah, and we'll 100% back you for doing that. We'll never question you for, clearing a ball when you don't feel like comfortable on it. So hopefully he has more of the confidence to know that yes, there is a system, there is a style of play that United is trying to build into. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't make sense in that moment, you as the person on the player in that situation have to have the no to, you know what, this one's got to go for safety purposes. Next time I have it, we'll build in the system, but this time it's got to go. So
yeah,
so that's really all that was.
100%. I mean, it's like the balance of risk and reward. Yeah. Like, how much risk are you willing to take? And that was a big risk.
You know, after the match, though, you heard Bruno mention about, like, the field conditions also. Mm. So that's, like, another thing to take into account. Like, you know, if the field conditions are a little bit slick, that's also not the pass you want to make.
Yeah.
You know, so just those little kind of attention to detail will make a big difference, which, again, kind of is the reoccurring theme with Man United on set pieces.
So the subs played a huge part in the game today.
Yeah, so substitutions were kind of key for United today. It was definitely, like we touched on before, like a game of two completely different halves. So Højlund obviously came on. We saw Rashford get the yellow card early in the second half, and due to suspensions, whatever, obviously not worth the risk. So Højlund was the first substitute off the bench. We saw Antony come on. We saw Mason Mount come on. Those were, I believe, the first three subs that came on. And yeah, they were instant energy, instant impact. Garnacho came on as well, I think a little bit later than those initial ones. But yeah, you could just kind of feel the game kind of shift in Man United's favor once those guys came onto the field. Every attack seemed to have a little bit more pace to it. Antony, I mean, I've been waiting for Antony to have this opportunity. Yes. He is fantastic. I mean, that's what you're there to do, create dangerous opportunities. And he definitely did that. Mason Mount had two really good opportunities. And of course,
Højlund scored two goals today. Yeah. And Bruno assisted.
Yeah, okay. So it was like a month.
So yeah. Højlund, two goals. We had an assist from Bruno. We had an assist from Ahmad.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little bit of a fest up front. It was nice. Like, that's what we want to see. I mean, we expect nothing less from
Well,
Bruno,
of course.
Bruno, standard chef's
Always.
Kiss. Yeah, just fantastic. And he was from start to finish per normal. But yeah, Mason Mount got into some good spaces, had a few opportunities himself, which, you know, on another day, he probably converts and grabs himself a brace as well. So it was really good seeing those subs. And I think one thing that Ruben has been consistent with is change. Mm. He's been very consistent with changing the players, changing the lineup, and trying different combinations. And I think that with the amount of games that United is going to play this season, and with the amount of games that the players are going to get under the belts, it's going to be so important having this rotation, and having multiple lineups that are able to compete in games, you know. So I think that was really good to see again, that Ruben is continuing to kind of try and find that right recipe. And today is back to winning ways, which we love to see.
Yeah, Millie. So Ruben is back to his winning ways. What are kind of your final thoughts on the day?
It was a good result for the squad. The team showed great resilience. They obviously came back from 1-0 down on the road in the Europa League. Got a great win, got a great result, which put us into the top portion of the Europa League table. So staying in that portion would avoid having to play those playoff games. So that would be an automatic qualification for the round of 16. So obviously it's a great spot to be in, being fifth in the Europa League table. So a really important result for the team, great resilience showed to come back, great resilience to get the win. And it was just a great team result. I think it shows that the squad is dynamic. There are a lot of players that are available who are game changers and who can be important players for us. And obviously that's going to change game by game. It might not be somebody's day on one day, but they might be immensely important on another day. Hopefully everybody keeps being positive and keeps trying to find their place within Ruben's system, and, you know, at the end of the day, we all just want Man United to be winning games, and that's really the end all and be all. So today was another great taste of that, and yeah, we're glad to see United winning games, and hopefully we'll bring that energy into this weekend.
Yes, Manchester Derby.
Yeah.
That will be exciting.
Yeah, it will be a big win this weekend. Obviously, the noisy neighbors are in terrible form. So obviously, I think it's a big opportunity for Man United, a big opportunity to kind of make them hurt a little bit more, like they deserve. I
Yeah.
don't know how else to describe it. But yeah, it will be really exciting. I'm excited to see Manchester Derby. I think momentum is in our favor. We're back to winning ways. They're going through turmoil. Their charges have been upped from 115 to 130. These are things we love to see.
Yeah.
Small wins for football. So if United can get the job done this Sunday, I think, that will kind of just seal our a very successful week in the Ruben era and in this page of United. So
Love
yeah.
that.
So that's basically it
Those were our thoughts
on
on the Manchester United versus Victoria Pilsen game today. If you made it this far, thank you so much for watching. We enjoyed having you as a fly on our wall today.
Yeah, thanks for being here, and we'll see you next time.